News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
On the way, Dalton doesn't just deliver the news. Dalton is the news. That's coming up on FM Talk 106.5.
I am the news, or at least very nearby to me.
You better watch it out there. It is 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5. Another just glorious morning here along the Gulf Coast. More with Dr. Bill on the way. We'll talk live with him a little after 6:30 right now. Kane gets us on our way safely.
Good morning from the Premier Medical Traffic Center. We do have an accident. Mobile Police Department working at Range Line and Highway 90. It is with injuries. Also, state troopers are working a fatality accident this morning. DIP near 188. A car hit a pedestrian and left the scene. Avoid the area if you can. So far, the Bayway and the Causeway. It's a good ride from the Eastern Shore. If you have roofing damage from the storm, call on Alliance Roofing in Mobile and Baldwin County at 580-ROOF. License bonded and ensure they have teams in the area that can get to you quick. See them at AllianceRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Do you love America? If you do, then you'll get your windows tinted at Pro-Tint Window Tinting because they love America too. Call 802-1234. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of a quality tint job is what they believe in. And Pro-Tint backs up their beliefs by offering you a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed installation. Because together, we can make tint great again. Call Pro Tint Window Tinting, 802-1234. Paid for by the Committee Against Bad Tinting, 220 Portside Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cooler with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Here we go. Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig on FM Talk 106.5. 6:08, three big things we're looking at includes the governor extending Alabama's mask order. We knew something was going to be said before the week was out, and we had an idea that was going to be it.
Yeah, with her interviews leading in, it seemed likely.
She was tipping her hand a little bit, so okay, now we know. Also, roadside debris cleanup in Baldwin County could take up to 90 days. Wow, that just tells you how much damage was done. And Trump and Biden continue their sniping. Of course, you can check these stories out online as well. It's FMTalk1065.com. I think we lead off this morning with Governor Ivey and extending the mask order. I think that's kind of the talk of the state.
Yeah, that's the big news from yesterday. And, you know, she was on Capitol Journal on Alabama Public Television on Saturday and certainly hinted that this would be the case, that the mask ordinance and safer at home ordinance would be extended until November the, she didn't say how long it would be extended until yesterday, where they announced Sunday, November 8th will be the end of this most current ordinance. And basically everything stays the same, you know, same mask rules, same rules for businesses, restaurants. The only major change in this will be that for people that have family members that are in long-term care homes or nursing homes, that now at least one caregiver or visitor is allowed to visit those people who are in long-term care or nursing homes or whatever it may be. At least one person and only one person, a caregiver or visitor, could be allowed inside with that person at a time. Until now, no one's been able to.
It's been heartbreaking because we've known people that have had a lot, you know, just one bad occurrence after another, including parents, older parents being hospitalized. It's just heartbreaking that, you know, for so long they couldn't even go to see them, and now at least that's been lifted. That's some improvement.
Yeah, and you know, I know, and I've heard that some places, some of those hospitals, some nursing homes, they already kind of had exceptions in place. I think depending on the case, and they would allow people to, you know, if someone's really sick and on their deathbed, some of these places weren't completely cold-hearted and would let some come in and say their goodbyes. But I guess technically that went against the ordinance that was in place. So now one person at a time is allowed to be with those people. But that's really the only major change from yesterday compared to, you know, how we've been living these last couple of months. And the mask
people in those situations, that is a big change for those that are dealing with that right now. It may seem like, okay, our life's still going on pretty much the same with the mask and all. But that is really, really good news. But you're right. In essence, for most of us, day to day, it's just an extension of, you know, what we've been doing.
Yeah, and the governor, she explained yesterday why they extended this ordinance. She said that it appears masks are working. She said, when something is working as well as our mask order since July 16th and we don't have a vaccine, you stick with it. She also pleaded with Alabamians to be patient. Those that don't want to wear masks, she said, I also don't want to wear masks, but ask that everyone just continue to do their best and I guess wear them until November 8th at the earliest, and then we'll see the week of November 8th whether it's extended once again into 2021 at that point. Or actually, I guess you could extend it into December, but we're getting very close to being over half a year with this mask ordinance.
And you're going to look at the COVID numbers. We're doing that on a, well, Dalton's doing it on a weekly basis now. That's something that you were diving into every day, kind of exhausting. So now breaking it down week by week, you'll have a better idea, and we'll do that before we get to the bottom of the hour, too, talking about the raw numbers, especially right here in Alabama and in Mobile.
Yeah, and also yesterday, can't forget, the governor re-announced that the federal government is sending 1 million COVID-19 rapid tests to Alabama, and those will be used mostly for grade school students. K-12 is where those tests will go, so that's some good news, but I know a lot of people frustrated that as other states start to maybe lift their mask ordinances or restrictions on businesses, that Governor Kay Ivey is just staying on the course that we've been on for the last few months.
Yeah, one of those frustrated people is former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore. He's suing Governor Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harrison over their COVID-19 mandated restrictions over the last 6 months. And on yesterday's Jeff Poor Show, he explained why.
You know, when I filed this suit, first thing the governor's office said is I was grandstanding. I'm not grandstanding. I'm standing up for the people of Alabama and their right under the Constitution of the United States, and they don't like it, but they want to cast aspersions upon me, I suppose. But, you know, this is the first time in history that people have been locked down, I should say, to their houses, and call it quarantine. Businesses have been discriminated against and calling it essential versus non-essential. Our churches' doors have been virtually closed during the earlier part of this and still restricted, and people are forced to wear masks against their will. I want people to understand, I have no problem with people protecting themselves. They know how to wear masks. They can surely do that if they wish. They can quarantine themselves, self-quarantine. That's fine. But, you know, our liberties and freedoms are going to be taken away if we give them up. We're a state that's founded on the concept of we dare defend our rights. And right now, nobody's defending those rights, and I had to step forward to do it.
Roy Moore on yesterday's Jeff Poor Show. Of course, it's heard every weekday following Mobile Mornings at 9 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5. And also, you can go back and listen to the podcast as well if you want to hear more of what former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore had to say.
Yeah, and regarding that lawsuit, the latest news on that, they've moved courts for that, where that will be heard.
Saw that.
And it hasn't been dismissed. I thought that they might dismiss it fairly early, but it's still ongoing, this lawsuit. They're moving it from the Northern District of Alabama to the Middle District of Alabama, and the judge who heard the first arguments, District Judge Lyles Burke, said that the defendant's argument was, quote, persuasive. So, okay. I don't know. We'll see where that goes. That'll be an ongoing story for sure. But
he had 15 minutes to be persuasive with Jeff yesterday.
So yeah.
Maybe you heard that.
And, you know, Roy Moore isn't the only Alabamian that doesn't necessarily like this mask ordinance. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, who's been on the opposite side of the governor and her staff quite a bit over the last year, he didn't speak yesterday after the ordinance was officially extended, but during the debate on Tuesday night, and we pretty well know where Ainsworth stands on this from past comments, but during the presidential debate Tuesday night, he tweeted that masks should be voluntary, not mandatory. He said, in addition to that, shutdowns don't work. People want their schools open, their businesses operating, and their jobs protected. We have to make America great again. But he is a pro-mask person. He thinks that people should wear masks to help limit the spread of COVID-19, but doesn't believe that it should be mandatory, that, that the state or anyone else should make it that their citizens absolutely have to wear masks against the penalty of law. And, you know, this all comes after or around the same time that Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, I guess, officially became the first state, Mississippi, to lift their mask ordinance. I know Florida Governor Ron DeSantis came out last week and said that he's opening all restaurants and businesses to 100% capacity in the state if their local municipalities will allow that, but no fewer than 50% occupancy in any business across the state. He also said in Florida they're not going to sue or, you know, press charges against anyone that has been caught without a mask, but Mississippi yesterday becomes the first to officially lift their mask ordinance. That'll go into effect today at 5 p.m.
Wow.
Where you no longer have to wear a mask in Mississippi, and they've had that in place since August 4th, so very short mask order for Mississippi, and a lot of people in Alabama wondering, you know, why Governor Ivey decided to stick course the way she did instead of following the lead of Mississippi or Florida.
She says because it's given us good results, so we'll see. It's I've got my mask around my neck. What do you call this thing again?
That's a gaiter.
It's a gaiter, okay.
And I need to get one of those because the mask I have right now is way too tight. Way too tight. My ear's too big.
16 after 6 o'clock, so is it too tight or are your ears too big? Or we'll talk about that later. Sports is coming up.
Yeah, the Braves and Reds set records in game one of their NL Wild Card Series yesterday, and NASCAR announces major changes to the 2021 schedule, including the first dirt track race in over 30 years.
What?
I got more coming up in sports.
That game was so boring. Freddie Freeman's base hit woke me up. It is 16, make it 17 after 6 at FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. Look, the best minds in the game all have one thing in common. They know that to dominate the competition, you have to be two steps ahead of it. So does CSpire Business. Everything they do, from technology to expertise to service, is to keep you ahead of the competition. I've been around a lot of head coaches, and the ones that win big, they think like CEOs. And that's exactly what it takes to win. CSpire Business, what it takes to win. Go to CSpireBusiness.com.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A federal judge says that older Alabama voters at risk for contracting COVID-19 shouldn't have to comply with all of the state's requirements for casting absentee ballots this November. The decision comes following a lawsuit filed on behalf of voters with health problems. The judge ruled that voters 65 and older who are more susceptible to the virus shouldn't be required to have a notary or two witnesses sign ballot affidavits or submit a copy of their photo ID. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is investigating claims against former members of the Bayou LaBattery Housing Board. Residents at Safe Harbor Landing have been complaining about horrible conditions for years. They say they've been dealing with rats, mold, and floors have caved in. Sheriff's investigators requested subpoenas for financial records to find out where money for repairs went. You can head back to Alabama beaches tomorrow. The beaches in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island will reopen at 6 tomorrow morning. All public access points in Orange Beach, Gulf State Park, and Gulf Shores will remain closed until further notice. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. Everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 619 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Atlanta Braves and Cincinnati Reds set a postseason record for the most innings without a run scored yesterday as they took a 0-0 game one tie into the bottom of the 13th inning. Freddie Freeman looped the ball into right center field over a five-man infield to drive in rookie Christian Pache from third base for the only run of the game.
A pitch on the way. Swung on, driven out to center field, and the Braves take game one. And Freddie Freeman breaks hearts in Cincinnati and scores Pache. And in 13 innings, the Braves take down the Reds 1-0.
That's the call from the Braves Network, 680 The Fan. Atlanta's starting pitcher Max Fried allowed only 5 hits over 7 innings of work, while Reds ace Trevor Bauer struck out 12 and only allowed 2 hits over 7 2/3 innings. Game 2 is later today. In the other National League wildcard games, former Mobile Bay Bear Paul Goldschmidt hit a 2-run homer, helping to lead St. Louis past San Diego 7-4. The Marlins beat the Cubs 5-1, and the Dodgers in the late-night game defeated Milwaukee 4-2. In the American League, Tampa, Houston, and the New York Yankees advanced to the divisional series with wins, and the Oakland A's beat the White Sox 5-3 to force a winner-take-all Game 3 today. In Game 1 of the NBA Finals, the L.A. Lakers routed the Miami Heat 116-98. Anthony Davis scored 34 points, while LeBron James finished one assist shy of a triple-double. He had 25 points with 13 rebounds and 9 assists. Game 2 set for tomorrow night. In NASCAR news, the 2021 Cup Series schedule was revealed on Wednesday with a number of changes from this year. Included in the 2021 schedule are 6 road course races, races in Nashville, Tennessee, and Austin, Texas, and the first dirt race for the Cup Series since 1970. Michigan International Speedway, Dover, and Texas Motor Speedway each lost one of their 2 Cup Series points races. To offset the loss of the points race at Texas Motor Speedway, the All-Star Race will be moved from Charlotte to Fort Worth. Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee will have over 14,000 truckloads of dirt dumped over its half-mile track to host the first Cup Series dirt track race since 1970. Richard Petty won that race at State Fairgrounds Speedway in Raleigh, North Carolina, back on September 30th of 1970. The March 28th dirt race will replace Bristol's traditional spring race on the concrete. This weekend, the round of 12 in the Cup Series playoffs continues at Talladega Super Speedway. There are 5 races remaining before the Cup Series championship on November the 8th. 622 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Grab your beach chairs and umbrella. That story on the way.
Hello. Emily again, talking about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. Have you ever received an invoice from a forklift dealer for repairs and about fell out of your chair? Tired of flushing your hard-earned money down the big dealer toilet? Guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Next time, call Forklift Hunter. When you receive your bill, you'll be glad you did. We come to you, no contract needed, and no ridiculous fees. 251-479-2270 or forklifthunter.com. Forklift Hunter. Fair, honest, and locally owned.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cooler with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Good morning from the Premier Medical Traffic Center. We do have an accident. Mobile Police Department working at Range Line and Highway 90. It is with injuries. Also, state troopers are working a fatality accident this morning. DIP near 188. A car hit a pedestrian and left the scene. Avoid the area if you can. So far, the Bayway and the Causeway. It's a good ride from the Eastern Shore. If you have roofing damage from the storm, call on Alliance Roofing in Mobile in Baldwin County at 580-ROOF. Licensed, bonded, and insured. They have teams in the area that can get to you quick. See them at AllianceRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5 at 6:25. Hey, the beach is going to open tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
There's a joint consultation and announcement yesterday from the communities along the Alabama coastline. In fact, Grant Brown, Gulf Shores Recreational and Cultural Director, Well, how about that guy?
Yeah.
So he's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour to give us whatever facts we need to know about the beaches reopening tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Yeah, and it's not all beaches. The public access points, so the public beaches, will actually remain closed until further notice, but at least some of the beaches in front of condos and homes down there along the beach, those will reopen. But we'll have to wait
with great weather.
Yeah, and with fantastic weather. And Dr. Bill will fill us in on that coming up later this hour. But like you said, Grant Brown with the City of Gulf Shores will tell us what the cleanup process has been like and everything there as they get ready to reopen those beaches.
So you're relaxing trying to watch the Braves play a little baseball. And
yeah, so yesterday I get home from the studio here to watch the very end of the very long Atlanta Braves game.
It was long.
And, you know, I'm watching right around 4 p.m. The game ends, a 5-hour-long game, and I thought I heard clapping outside, like someone was working on a house nearby. So I assumed, you know, plywood was dropping or something. I didn't get a clear listen to whatever was happening outside. I leave my neighborhood there right next to Highway 90 to go pick up my daughter from daycare, and then I see police just lining the road there in the entrance to my neighborhood. That's
not good.
Not a very common thing to happen. And so I drive, go pick up my daughter, and I come back. Then there's more police on the side of 90, along the side of Lansdowne Road, and then in the entrance to my neighborhood. It's picked up since I had gone to pick her up from daycare. And I see a Fox 10 vehicle there with my former classmate Shelby Myers was out there recording the story. So I'm like, well, clearly something is up right now.
Hey, he had an inside track. Hey, Shelby, what's going on?
It appears, I guess, there were shots fired, 5 or 6 in the woods there in this Lansdowne neighborhood next to 90. Two juveniles, and the police showed up, were trying to find them and chase them through the woods. I even saw a canine out that was helping to search, and the two juveniles apparently got away. Now,
sounded like they needed all the help they can get.
I do know. I'm in a nice neighborhood, but those woods have become a congregating spot for homeless now and then. You know, they'll move somewhere, and then police will move them out of there, and they'll move somewhere else in the city, and that happens to be one of the posts where they show up. And I thought maybe they were looking for someone in particular, maybe someone that might have been homeless and living in there, but apparently two kids were shooting guns back there, which also is not uncommon. There's lots of trees, lots of woods back there. So, yeah, the news
lots
was
of gunfire?
Apparently.
Wow.
The news came to me yesterday.
Yeah. Did you want to get on camera at all? All right, we're going to talk to Dr. Bill Williams on the way at 628 FM Talk 1065.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A federal judge says that older Alabama voters at risk for contracting COVID-19 shouldn't have to comply with all of the state's requirements for casting absentee ballots this November. The decision comes following a lawsuit filed on behalf of voters with health problems. The judge ruled that voters 65 and older who are more susceptible to the virus shouldn't be required to have a notary or two witnesses sign ballot affidavits or submit a copy of their photo ID. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is investigating claims against former members of the Bayou LaBattery Housing Board. Residents at Safe Harbor Landing have been complaining about horrible conditions for years. They say they've been dealing with rats, mold, and floors have caved in. Sheriff's investigators requested subpoenas for financial records to find out where money for repairs went. You can head back to Alabama beaches tomorrow. The beaches in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island will reopen at 6 tomorrow morning. All public access points in Orange Beach, Gulf State Park, and Gulf Shores will remain closed until further notice. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Fresh off the Tuesday night debate stage, President Trump telling a rally in Minnesota last night he really enjoyed that debate.
Joe Biden is too weak to lead this country. You know, Biden lost badly when his supporters are saying he should cancel the rest of the debates. Now I understand he's canceling the debates. Let's see what happens. I think that's not going to be a good move.
Many voters and lawmakers were not so happy about the debate being almost universally described as chaotic. Republican Utah Senator Mitt Romney calling it an embarrassment. Well, the Commission on Presidential Debates says it's clear changes are needed, and CBS News reports new rules will include cutting off a candidate's microphone if he ignores the format of the debate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Hundreds of California-based corporations must have directors from racial or sexual minorities on their boards under a first-in-the-nation bill signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. The diversity legislation is similar to a 2018 measure that required boardrooms to have at least one female director by 2019. Like that measure, it could face court challenges from conservative groups who view it as a discriminatory quota. Fujifilm Holdings says it has signed a manufacturing contract agreement with U.S.-based firm VLP Therapeutics for a COVID-19 vaccine formulation. Japan's Fujifilm will use its manufacturing facilities and infrastructure to handle development of the vaccine for clinical trials. Fujifilm has been increasingly shifting into healthcare over the past decade from its traditional photography and office solutions businesses. Last month, it concluded a successful Phase 3 clinical trial of its Avigan drug for use in COVID-19 patients. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It really can't get much nicer than it is this morning. Isn't this great, Dalton?
Oh, it feels fantastic.
You've got a jacket on and we're in the studio.
I know.
Dalton has a... Dalton looks like he's going hunting. We're on the radio.
Well, the takes are cold in here sometimes. So that's why I wear the jackets.
Cold takes. I'm ready for some cold cuts for lunch. Dr. Bill Williams is ready to tell us about some beautiful weather, not only today, but looks like it's going to stretch on out, huh?
Yeah, sure it is. Yesterday we started out at 48 degrees and in the afternoon up to 79. And today we're going to be a little bit warmer. Right now about 53 degrees officially here in Mobile, but we should get up about 82, perhaps 83 degrees this afternoon. And importantly, the humidity will continue on the low side. Well, here it is October 1, and we finished the month of September with 5.77 inches of rain. Now, the normal is 5.11, so we're a little bit above normal. Of course, over on in Baldwin County, it was a different story because many areas had more than 12 inches of rain that fell during the hurricane, so the totals there were much higher for the month of September. As for today, we should have sunny skies and a high, as I mentioned, about 82 or 83 degrees. Tonight, we'll cool into the 50s, about 58. And then tomorrow, we're going to see a cold front that'll move through, and that front should come through this evening. It'll be quiet, reinforce the dry air we already have. And tomorrow will be cooler, about 75 with sunny skies for Friday afternoon. Friday night looks like a low in the lower 50s, some areas getting into the upper 40s for Friday night. And the weekend, sunny both days, 75 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday. And the dry weather will continue Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
It's fantastic to hear, Dr. Bill, the old double cold front moving through. as we head into October, with this being the first day of the month, when do we traditionally see the shift in temperature stay? When do we start feeling that fall weather that we're feeling now for a longer period of time?
Well, it's going to be the second half of October. And we're going to see a warm-up next week in which we'll see temperatures in the 80s. But still, it looks like the humidity will be on the low side. But once we get past the middle of October, those days with temperatures in the 70s will be common.
Mm-hmm. As Dalton sits here now with mittens on his hands, he just keeps putting on more layers. We've got a beautiful morning, and we've got a great forecast that we're excited about. But, of course, we live on the Gulf Coast, so what are you keeping your eye on, Doctor?
Yeah, we're still in hurricane season for some time yet, and October can be a very active month, and things are becoming more active across the tropics. We now have a rather large tropical wave that's moving into the west-central Caribbean, and it will eventually move across the Yucatan and then slow down. We'll just kind of sit down there in the southwestern Gulf in the Yucatan area and wait for a possible opportunity to turn to the north. Right now, anything trying to come up into the Gulf is blocked by this really nice weather we have, big high-pressure system. But once that begins to move to the east and it opens up any kind of weakness, then that system may move on up into the Gulf. But we'll be watching that. There's also another large tropical wave now approaching the Caribbean on the eastern end, and a large tropical wave now coming off the African coast. So, as I mentioned, it's getting busy again in the tropics.
Okay. Yeah, and so busy this year that I guess the next storm will be Tropical Storm or possibly Hurricane Gamma.
Gamma will be the next one, yes.
And so we moved into the Greek alphabet quicker than I've ever seen, personally. I'm sure you've seen, possibly you've seen more, Dr. Bill, but this could extend and will extend into November, so no telling how many more storms we'll have.
Yeah, most likely will. And back in 2005, when we had the record-setting 27 named storms, it continued into December.
Mm.
And the very last of the activity, I believe, was in the early part of December. And that could possibly occur this year.
Yep, we're kind of on pace. Dr. Bill, thank you again for all the good work and, of course, all the nice weather that we're going to enjoy right through the weekend.
Okay, Dan.
That is FM Talk 106.5. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We promised you some COVID numbers. We're going to get around to those. So we'll have that on the way next. It's a weekly now event where Dalton kind of breaks down COVID in the state and locally and kind of gives us an overview of things.
Yeah, and this week it comes at a fitting time with the governor yesterday extending the mask and safer at home ordinances through early November. So I'll let you know what we're looking at in the state and across the nation with COVID-19 numbers coming up next.
If you feel the need for speed, the Atmore Dragway is going to give it to you. Saturday, October 3rd, it's speed like you've never seen. With a full day of heart-stopping, hair-raising, mind-blowing speed. You'll see Jet Dragster Southern Lightning with TV Street Outlaws Todd Skelton and American Thunder driven by Turbine Terry Rosberg. Bringing 15,000 horsepower, 6,500 pounds of thrust at 22,000 RPMs. All blazing down the track at speeds up to 300 miles per hour. Get all the action from the SNRA Nitrous Pro Mods with Jet Cars Pro Mods and 430s. It's action like you've never seen before, and all on one big day, Saturday, October 3rd. Gates open at 11 a.m. with easy time trials at 1 with eliminations to follow. Pro Mod shakedowns at 5, 7, and 9 p.m. And all for just $20 admission, with kids 10 and under absolutely free. Get the complete lineup at AtmoreDragway.com or search Atmore Dragway on Facebook. Saturday, October 3rd, it's the need for speed, and only at the Atmore Dragway, located in Atmore behind Wind Creek Casino. Don't miss it.
Auburn fans, join Doug Holden every Thursday from 5 till 8 on location at the Hope Farm, 915 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. You'll be entertained and can join in his show, Tiger Talk OT. Gather at the Hope Farm for Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department at Rangeline and 90. But beyond that, we look great from Loxley, Malvis, and again, Daphne, Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway. From the 1065 split, Government, Airport, and Spring Hill and Moffitt and 65, we've had no major backups or delays and no new wrecks in the roadways. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They're open to help get your carts running. You know you can rent their carts for any special occasion or buy a new or used cart, too. See them at CarDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. Text number and the phone line, one of the same, 343-0106. Got to get to the text line, see what they're up to this morning. Are they active?
Yeah, it's pretty active on the text line.
I got to get over there.
Talking about the governor's newest ordinance from yesterday. A lot of people with a lot of takes on that.
We'll also turn up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour. 6:42, COVID breakdown with Dalton.
Yeah, and we start nationally as we do every week, Dan, where we now have over 7 million total cases of coronavirus and nearing 200,000 deaths. Yesterday, 1,061 coronavirus deaths were reported in the U.S. The 7-day average fell to 714 per day. That number has been basically flat since September the 8th. We've seen right around those numbers every day since then. The 7-day average of new daily coronavirus cases remains at over 42,000 per day. That's up from just over 34,000 back on September 12th. So that number has been rising a little bit nationally, but testing near record highs still, currently averaging over 900,000 tests per day. Right around 31,000 people nationally are currently hospitalized with the virus. That number has been rising slowly, very slowly, over the last few days after we saw some of the lowest numbers of hospitalizations in America since June 22nd, but right around 31,000 currently hospitalized nationwide. Looking at the state of Alabama, we now have 154,701 cases in the state, and 2,540 who've tested positive with COVID have died. There have been over a million tests, specifically 1.132 million, and with the news that the federal government is sending a million more rapid COVID-19 tests to the state that'll be used in elementary schools across Alabama, we'll see the numbers of testing rise rapidly, I imagine, here over the next few weeks. Also, I mentioned the national hospitalization numbers. In Alabama, there are currently 776 that are hospitalized with the virus. We're averaging 730 new cases per day and 10.5 deaths per day over the last week for our state. The number of new cases per day has been between 650 and 750 for the last 3 weeks, so that's been a pretty consistent number, while the average number of deaths per day has dropped by 2 over the last 2 weeks. So that's dropping slowly.
I'll take it, though.
And then looking at Mobile and Baldwin counties, Mobile now has 13,064 cases with 295 that have died with COVID. The positivity rate, number of people that test positive, that take the test, is down to 13.7%. That's the lowest it's been in a long time. Mobile added 254 cases since our last update last Thursday and added 10 new deaths since we last updated everyone last week. Baldwin County now has 5,139 cases with 52 that have died, and their positive percentage has also been dropping down to 11.2%. In Baldwin County, since our last update last week, Baldwin County's added 185 new cases and 7 new deaths. Now, looking at the hospitalization numbers in Mobile County, 75 are currently hospitalized. That's 13 higher than when we gave this update last week. But we've been around that number for the last 7 days when there were the fewest number of COVID patients in months. We were down to 62 last week. I can't remember it being lower than that since the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, you're right. Probably
towards the beginning.
Yeah, like things started to perk up in May and all that, but that was a good number last week.
Yeah, it certainly was, but it does look like that's going up a little bit. And if you remember, during our peak at the end of July, over 200 were hospitalized in Mobile, so that number down to 75. Mobile is averaging 36 new cases per day. Baldwin County averaging 26 per day. Both of those numbers slightly higher than they've been the last couple of weeks. So it does look like we're seeing a little uptick in new cases and hospitalizations. A little uptick, not a massive one, but not trending downwards like we were for the last month or so. And you look at the seven counties in Alabama that have been affected most, have the most number of cases. Jefferson County still leads all counties with 19,333 cases and 352 deaths. Mobile County is second in the state. Montgomery County third. Madison County fourth. Tuscaloosa County fifth. And I mentioned last week, Baldwin County was sixth in the state for the longest time. And Baldwin was passed last week by Shelby County, who still has that number six spot in the state. Baldwin County has the seventh most number of cases in the state of Alabama.
And depending on school district, some parents still grappling and with remote learning and on and on. And, you know, that's the situation, right? Now, the Four Seasons at Walt Disney World, they've got a solution called a Schoolcation. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
The Orlando Resort is offering supervised schoolwork sessions so kids can log on to school and get help with homework while their parents enjoy a vacation. I don't know exactly how it works. It sounds like you leave the kids in the room and mommy goes and has a drink at the pool.
I mean, I know the kids need to learn, but that's messed up.
It's Disney.
What are the parents, riding the Tower of Terror while their kids are, you know, learning their Common Core math?
The Tower of Terror of geometry, you know? So anyway, that's so many offshoot stories from the coronavirus. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, and another one here. You know, the kids have been getting bored. We know that.
Right.
And that was even before the pandemic. Kids cooped up in their homes get very bored. And I'm sure you've heard of this app, TikTok, that is like the new Vine or Facebook for kids these days. And there's a new TikTok challenge, I guess, where teenagers who have tested positive for coronavirus are testing their loss of taste by
eating terrible things.
Yeah. So this one 25-year-old, not a teenager, actually, some would say an adult, said she.
I don't think so.
Said she realized she lost her sense of taste when she bit into a sour cream and onion chip over the summer, and then she went and sprayed herself with perfume to see if she could smell that. Said she couldn't smell anything. So they started doing taste tests in their home.
Ridiculous.
She and her roommate, where. The first thing she drank was lemon juice, and she guessed apple cider vinegar. So that's the new one for the kids out there. Not dangerous, but it's definitely a new trend they're seeing online.
Yeah, it's 6:48. Sports on the way.
Yeah, and All-American returns to the LSU Tigers, and the NFL has suspended a game due to COVID for the first time this season. Got more coming up in sports.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath.
It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A federal judge says that older Alabama voters at risk for contracting COVID-19 shouldn't have to comply with all of the state's requirements for casting absentee ballots this November. The decision comes following a lawsuit filed on behalf of voters with health problems. The judge ruled that voters 65 and older who are more susceptible to the virus shouldn't be required to have a notary or two witnesses sign ballot affidavits or submit a copy of their photo ID. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is investigating claims against former members of the Bayou Battery Housing Board. Residents at Safe Harbor Landing have been complaining about horrible conditions for years. They say they've been dealing with rats, mold, and floors have caved in. Sheriff's investigators requested subpoenas for financial records to find out where money for repairs went. You can head back to Alabama beaches tomorrow. The beaches in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island will reopen at 6 tomorrow morning. All public access points in Orange Beach, Gulf State Park, and Gulf Shores will remain closed until further notice. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, my buddy Sid from Sex and Lawn and Landscape stopped by the studio, and I've been following all the work y'all are doing in our area on Facebook and Instagram. Wow.
Yeah, it's been a little overwhelming, especially the first 3 days or so. I feel like we have a much better plan now. So thanks for having me in. And, you know, one of the things we're seeing is just about 70% of the work our maintenance crews are going to be able to take care of. They're out every day now, and they're running through their regular route and, you know, cutting up a few limbs and dragging those things to the street and just getting people's homes cleaned up and back in order. I think that's serving a pretty big purpose there. I mean, folks are just happy to see it look nice at their place. But the other 30% is a little bit more in depth, you know, trees laid over and trees down. Our construction crews are taking care of that. And that's just a little more in depth, and that's going to take a little more time. But we're going to take care of our customers and take care of our community as long as it takes to get these people back in order.
Thanks. Thanks for the update. Thanks for what you're doing.
Man, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Don't miss Auburn Tiger football on FM Talk 106.5, brought to you in part by Lion Fry Cadden, Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit Lion Fry Cadden in Mobile or online, lionfrycadden.com.
Good morning, 6:51, FM Talk 106.5.
Time caught that up in time. My hands are freezing.
Time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Is that a jacket joke again? LSU head coach Ed Orgeron announced yesterday that star Tigers cornerback Derek Stingley Jr., who was hospitalized Friday, he practiced Tuesday and is expected now to play this week against Vanderbilt, where, oh, talk about a tough team to play.
Well, they played pretty well against A&M, though.
They did. Bandy. That's a good point. The university said that Stingley was sent to the hospital after falling acutely ill. He was discharged on Saturday but did not play in LSU's season-opening loss to Mississippi State. The All-American defender was certainly missed as Bulldogs quarterback K.J. Costello passed for an SEC record 623 yards and 5 touchdowns in the upset Mississippi State win. Orgeron said he doesn't know what caused Stingley's illness, but that it was not coronavirus-related. Stingley's father, Derek Stingley Sr., told WNXX Radio on Tuesday that his son, quote, had a reaction to something and went to the hospital where he underwent testing. Stingley Jr. earned consensus All-American honors as a true freshman last season when he started all 15 games and led the SEC with 6 interceptions. 4 Tennessee Titans players now have tested positive for COVID-19. Yesterday, the NFL announced that Sunday's game between the Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers has been postponed to either Monday or Tuesday. The NFL said in a statement that a new game date and time will be announced as soon as possible. They added that the postponement will, quote, allow additional time for further daily COVID-19 testing and ensure the health and safety of players, coaches, and game day personnel. The Titans have closed their team facilities until Saturday, though head coach Mike Vrabel said the NFL gave approval for players who are in need of treatment to be in the building with athletic trainers. Vrabel said that some of the players who tested positive were experiencing flu-like symptoms, but that the guys that are healthy will be ready to play. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cooler with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Thursday night at 7, Auburn fans can weigh in with Tiger Talk OT. Doug Holton takes your calls on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Hotline, 343-0106. Morgan Bradley at Fountain Square in Daphne, a proud sponsor of Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the AllianceRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department are working a couple of accidents, including a hit and run off the southbound 65 between Airport and Government Street, also clearing up one at Range Line and Highway 90. Still looks good across the Bayway, and again, from Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fork. It's a nice ride in. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can get your next car all online, personalize your payments, get pre-approved, and schedule a store pickup or home delivery. It's just that easy at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Maybe a new segment we can come up with called I Hate When That Happens. But anyway, it's 6:56 on Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5 with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwick. We call the show Mobile Mornings. And I'm so happy to be here. And so a guy in France, he got injured after he blew up part of his home while trying to kill a fly.
Oh, man.
So he's got a contraption, all right. I'm not saying there's a lot of flies in Clark County where you grew up.
There are.
Okay, so I ask you this. Can you go to downtown Jackson and purchase... or Thomasville, I guess, and purchase an electric fly swatter? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. That might be one of those made-for-TV things. So maybe in the Family Tree or Dollar General, you might be able to find one in the made-for-TV section.
But
not sure if any place specializes in those.
Yes, you're right about that. So anyway, this made-for-TV electric fly swatter, things went awry. This man who's in his 80s, he was about to sit down and eat his dinner, and he saw a fly. You know, it's kind of annoying right before you're about to dig in. He picked up the bug-killing racket, starting swatting at the fly, unaware a gas canister was leaking from his home. The reaction between the electric swatter and the gas caused an explosion that destroyed his kitchen and partly damaged his roof. He's okay.
He's okay.
The old dude's okay. You know, you always finish these stories. No word on the fly.
Yeah.
But in any event, be careful when you're trying to get rid of rodents or insects in your house, and don't go to crazy extremes.
Yeah. I'm no insurance adjuster. I'd say that the problem there was the leaking gas from the home, not necessarily the fly swatter.
Or the guy's his state of mind. I think he had a decent plan.
Yeah.
He just had a problem with that canister. It's 6:58, FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah.
We've got some stories about cleaning up in Baldwin County on the way, too.
Mm-hmm. And the beach is opening up. More on that coming up.
WKRG News 5. A federal judge says that older Alabama voters at risk for contracting COVID-19 shouldn't have to comply with all of the state's requirements for casting absentee ballots this November. The decision comes following a lawsuit filed on behalf of voters with health problems. The judge ruled that voters 65 and older who are more susceptible to the virus shouldn't be required to have a notary or two witnesses sign ballot affidavits or submit a copy of their photo ID. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is investigating claims against former members of the Bayou-Labatry Housing Board
Ward. Residents at Safe Harbor Landing have been complaining about horrible conditions for years. They say they've been dealing with rats, mold, and floors have caved in. Sheriff's investigators requested subpoenas for financial records to find out where money for repairs went. You can head back to Alabama beaches tomorrow. The beaches in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island will reopen at 6 tomorrow morning. All public access points in Orange Beach, Gulf State Park, and Gulf Shores will remain closed until further notice. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now.